Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, some new signs today that the city is reopening big time, and it is good news for sports fans as we hear from 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
As we get set for the Mets and Yankees to return to full capacity, this big news about an iconic New York City event. Flushing Meadows will be packed for all 2 weeks of the U.S. Open Tennis. It'll be at full capacity. I caught up with Danny Zausner, the COO of the National Tennis Center.
We are that end of summer annual party that takes place before the reality sets in of people having to go back to work. That's what New York City is all about at the end of the summer, and it's so iconic. We bring people in from all over the world to participate in the tournament. You know, more than 800,000 people come on our grounds. Almost 40% of them are outside the tri-state area, so we're an incredible boon for tourism. New York City needs this, and we are thrilled to deliver.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Queens.
Tragedy to report this morning in the East River. Police say a 36-year-old man jumped into the waters off Domino Park in Williamsburg to retrieve a ball. This happened just before 7 last evening, and while the NYPD Harbor Unit tried to revive him, then even rushed him to Brooklyn Hospital, the man could not be saved. It's not clear if the man drowned or had a medical episode while he was in the water. An autopsy is being performed. A Good Samaritan attempting to defuse a fight last night in a Midtown subway wound up in the hospital. Police say this happened at about 11:30 on the northbound A train platform at the 59th Street Columbus Circle station. The victim, a 34-year-old man, tried to intervene in a scuffle between a man and a woman. That's when the man who was involved in the fight pulled out a knife and stabbed the victim. The man and woman who'd been fighting then ran off. The victim was taken to Harlem Hospital in stable condition. No arrests so far. An emergency hearing was held last night on recent crime in Washington Square Park. Let's go live to 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern about that. Roger?
That's right, Bridget. One of the speakers was Manhattan DA candidate Liz Crotty, who said there are problems with over-policing, but also, as we see at Washington Square Park, problems with under-policing. And she and unions representing police and firefighters will hold a press conference today, Washington Square Park, for several weeks now, the scene of mayhem and loud music and violence and attacks in some cases. Police at the meeting last night talked about the challenges they face maintaining order here, but they did not outline a strategy for what should be done. At today's press conference, we expect Liz Crotty to talk about the need for more police enforcement and also changes in bail so repeat offenders don't keep causing trouble here. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live at Washington Square Park.
All right, Roger. On Long Island, an Amityville man has been arrested for allegedly assaulting an officer. Police noticed a car with an unreadable license plate on Sunrise Highway near Belmore Avenue. An officer tried to question that driver. There was a struggle, and then the 39-year-old driver, Willie Kennedy, was arrested. The officer suffered a number of injuries, had to go to a nearby hospital for treatment. Kennedy facing charges including assault and resisting arrest. He is to be arraigned today in Mineola. A new report is out on lower-income communities in the city and exactly how hard they were hit by corona. We spoke live last half hour with Dr. Daniel Carrion from Mount Sinai Hospital. He said it's not just a matter of more communities of color having higher death rates, but more getting infected in the first place.
Housing and population density, income of the neighborhood, the proportion of essential workers in a community, and even measures of food access. And we found that those collectively were associated with higher levels of infections at the zip code level.
He says at those zip codes, so many people just were not able to socially isolate because they worked essential jobs and they had to use mass transit to get there. A tribute to the chairman of the board on his birthday this December.
Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine?
Hoboken's first ever Sinatra statue coming to his namesake park on the waterfront in Hoboken. A life-size bronze sculpture by Carolyn D. Palmer. She's halfway through the project right now. If you recognize her name at all, it's because she was the one who rescued that statue of Lucille Ball, which originally didn't look anything like her and had been dubbed Scary Lucy. Sinatra, by the way, born December 12, 1915 in Hoboken. Yogi Berra is being honored with a forever stamp. He was once asked about all those yogi-isms.
I don't even know I say them myself. They just come out.
An event is being held at the Yogi Berra Museum and Learning Center in Little Falls, New Jersey. We'll let you know when it ends because, oh, sorry, you know it ain't over until it's over.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.